Don and Mike Show presentation of It's a Wonderful Life. Let me see. George is standing at the garden gate. He takes some travel folders from his pocket, looks at them, and throws them away. He's obviously disturbed about the latest turn of events. His mother comes out of the house and kisses him. Hold on, who's on the hotline? Excuse me, just a second. Hello, hotline.
Hi, this is Ray Hentner at LIF. We got a messenger coming up there to pick up a package.
Hey, listen, doofus, we're doing a radio. Let's see. He is obviously disturbed about the latest turn of events. Well, right in the middle of the play, for goodness sake.
Really? Right at the beginning.
His mother comes out of the house and kisses him. Hello, Mom.
Oh, that's for nothing. So, how do you like her?
She's swell.
Well, it looks like she can keep Harry on his toes.
Keep him out of Bedford Falls, anyway.
Did you know that Mary Hatch is back from school?
Uh-huh.
Came back 3 days ago.
Mmm.
Nice girl, that Mary.
Mmm.
Kind that will keep you from... kind that'll help you find the answers, George.
Mmm.
Oh, stop that grunting.
Mmm.
Can you give me one good reason why you shouldn't call on Mary?
Sure. Sam Wainwright.
Huh?
Yeah, she's crazy. Sam's crazy about Mary.
Well, she's not crazy about him.
Well, how do you know? Did she discuss it with you?
No.
Well, then how do you know?
Well, I've got eyes, haven't I? Why, she lights up with like a firefly whenever you're around, George.
Oh.
And besides, Sam Wainwright's away in New York, and you're here in Bedford Falls.
And all's fair in love and war, Mommy?
Well, I don't really know about war.
Mother, you know I can see right through you. Mmm. Right to your back collar button.
Uh-oh.
You're trying to get rid of me, huh?
Uh-huh.
They kiss. Another kiss. Well, here's your hat. What's your hurry? All right, Mommy. Old building and loan pal. I think I'll go out and find a girl and do a little passionate necking. Like the kind you and I just did, Mom.
Oh, George.
Now, if you will just point me in the right direction, this direction. Good night, Mrs. Bailey.
And so George strolls off toward the direction of Mary's house.
Well, hello, Mary. I just happened to be passing by.
Yes, so I noticed. Have you made up your mind?
How's that?
Have you made up your mind?
About what?
About coming in. Your mother just phoned and said you were on your way over to pay me a visit.
My mom called you? Well, how did she know?
Didn't you tell her? Well, are you coming in or aren't you?
Well, I'll come in for a minute, but I didn't tell anybody why I was coming over here. Hey, when did you get back, Mary?
Tuesday.
Where'd you get that dress?
Do you like it?
It's all right. I thought you'd go back to New York and like Sam and Ingy and the rest of them.
Oh, I worked there a couple of vacations, but I don't know. I guess I was homesick.
Oh, come on. For this dump? You're homesick for Bedford Falls?
Yes, and my family and, oh, everything. Would you like to sit down?
Yeah, all right, just for a second, though. I still can't understand it, though. You know, I didn't tell anybody I was coming here.
Would you rather leave?
No, I don't want to be rude.
Well, then sit down.
Well, I see it still smells like pine needles in here.
Thank you. It was nice about your brother Harry and Ruth, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's all right.
Don't you like her?
Well, of course I like her. She's a fuzzy little peach.
Oh, it's just marriage in general that you're not enthusiastic about, huh?
No, marriage is all right for Harry and Marty and Sam and you.
Mary! Mary! Who's down there with you?
It's George Bailey, Mother.
George Bailey, what's he want?
I don't know. What do you want?
Me? Not a thing. I just came in to get warm.
He's making violent love to me, Mother.
Well, you tell him to go right back home, and don't you leave this house either. Sam Wainwright promised to call you from New York tonight.
But your mother needn't. Now listen, you know I didn't come here to,
Well, what did you come here for?
I don't know. You tell me. You're supposed to be the one that has all the answers. You tell me.
Oh, why don't you just go home?
Well, all right. That's where I'm going. I don't know why I came here in the first place. Bitch. Good night.
Good night.
Mary, Mary, the telephone. It's Sam.
I'll get it.
Mary, he's waiting.
Hello?
Excuse me. I forgot my hat.
Hee-haw. Hello, Sam. How are you?
Oh, gee, it's great to hear your voice again.
Oh. Oh, well, that's awfully sweet of you, Sam. There's an old friend of yours here, George Bailey.
You mean old Mossback George?
Oh, yes, old Mossback George.
Hee-haw! Put him on!
Oh, wait a minute, I'll call him. George!
He doesn't want to speak to George, you idiot!
He does, so we ask for him. George! George, Sam wants to speak to you.
Yeah. Hello, Sam.
Well, George Bailey-ovsky. Hey, a fine pal you are. What are you trying to do? Steal my girl?
What do you mean? No one's trying to steal your girl. Here. Here's Mary.
No, wait a minute. I want to talk to both of you. Tell Mary to get on the extension.
Here. You tell her.
We can both hear. Come here. We're listening, Sam.
I have a big deal coming up that's going to make us all rich. George, you remember that night in Martini's Bar when you told me you read something about making plastics out of soybeans?
Huh? Yeah, soybeans. Yeah.
Well, Dad snapped up the idea. He's going to build this huge factory outside of Rochester. How do you like that?
Rochester? Hey, we're on in Rochester on WHTK, 1280 AM.
Well, why not? Can you think of anything better?
Oh, I don't know. Why not right here? You remember that old tool and machinery works? You tell your father he can get that for a song, and all the labor he wants, too. Half the town was thrown out of work when they closed down.
That's so? Well, I'll tell him. Hey, that sounds great. Aw, baby, I knew you'd come through. Now, here's the point, Mary. Now, Mary, when you're on in on this, too, now listen, you got any money?
Money? Well, I've got a little.
Well, now listen, I want you to put every cent you've got into our stock, you hear? And George, I may have a job for you. That is, unless you're still married to that broken-down building and loan. This is the biggest thing since radio, and I'm letting you in on the ground floor. Oh, Mary, Mary!
I'm here.
Would you tell that guy I'm giving him the chance of a lifetime? You hear? The chance of a lifetime!
Oh, Mary. Mary.
George. George. George.
Mary.
And George and Mary got married and went, of course, to Ernie's cab to go on their honeymoon.
Buzz, this music and the bell ringing, of course, means we're back up to commercials. Rob, I'm going to have to ask you to do some editing because we're not even halfway through. We're not even halfway through the movie yet, are we?
Very close.
I mean, George and Mary get married about at the halfway point, right?
Yeah, it's about the halfway point.
Well, then do you think we can continue and get the whole thing done, keeping in mind that Buzz has to give us news next hour?
I was going to use the tube again. I don't know. If we all focus and we're very rapid about it, I think yes.
Okay. Hey, gang. Can everyone get focused?
We can get focused. Yeah, honey. Yeah,
how about it, gang?
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll put on the bestest radio play ever.
Yeah.
And we'll be back. Yeah. What, buddy boy? Oh, what do you got? Some popcorn? Where'd you get the popcorn from?
Tammy.
From Tammy.
Anybody want any?
Well, is Tammy like your girlfriend now?
Mm-mm.
No? Are you sure? Are you sure? Have you been back there kissing Tammy? Huh? Have you? Oh, don't you do that to me. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of It's a Wonderful Life, the Donna Mike version, right after this.